Hello, I'm Steve Davis, and welcome to this podcast for Australia's National Centre for Vocational Education Research. The interview you're about to hear was recorded in May 2008 with Professor Victor Callan from the University of Queensland. It explores Professor Callan's research into accelerated apprenticeships, in particular the perceptions of accelerated apprenticeships among apprentices, employers, and teaching staff. I began the interview by asking Professor Callan why new apprenticeship models were being put forward for discussion and what prompted his research.
The traditional model has been a particular number of students per class. Let's say that's around about 14, 16 is often the number that people say to me. And I'll come in and do a block release where they'll actually be at the provider, the TAFE or the private provider for a certain period of time. And you can plan and organise over having that cohort of 14 or up to 20 people there for that period of time. So the administration and the coordination of the organisation is manageable. However, when you go to a more self-paced or accelerated model, you're doing often a lot more visits on the job, a lot more travel, there's a lot more cost involved in that, a lot more coordination between the employer and the provider and the apprentice. And that becomes a lot more difficult to do and to do well. And that's where teachers in particular, the providers are sitting, it's become quite complex and that they feel they're not getting enough fee income from the government doing this.
Right. Before we dig much deeper into the challenges faced by providers and employers, I believe your research, Professor Callan, was based on some pilots underway in Queensland. What's been the general finding there?
Well, what's been happening, Steve, is that possibly for about the last 2.5 to 3 years in Queensland, they've been running a number of pilots of more accelerated models in a number of different industries. And the reason for this is to respond to the skill shortages, and as you know, Queensland's had quite a booming economy for a number of years. In short, people have been completing quicker. People have still been able to go back to the traditional model if they've wanted to and felt that the fast tracking was just too fast for them. And that's allowed young people to complete their qualifications quicker and get the salaries that they think they deserve compared to their mates who have got no qualifications at all that are earning double salary in the mining industry or the hospitality industry.
You mentioned young people moving quickly up the qualification ladder past their peers. Is that mainly due to the incorporation of Certificate 2 training within Certificate 3 training, which I've heard is often a key aspect of accelerated apprenticeships?
No, that's not correct. What many have done in their model, and I've actually put it forward in my view of what an ideal model would look like, is that many have built the Certificate 2 into the Certificate 3, and that's because, for example, in the case study I did, which was in the automotive industry, a lot of major employers are saying that industry has advanced so much, say with cars, that the servicing requirements now only require someone of a Certificate 2 level. Now, as you can see, the debate that then occurs is between the industry and the government or the providers saying, well, we have to be careful here because we might get a de-skilling in the industry. So in summary, the bulk of people are still doing the Certificate 3, but some are actually stopping at Certificate 2, either because that meets their needs in terms of career expectations and skill needs, or meets the needs of their employers.
Right, so there's been a range of tailored outcomes available through this model. Now, has it been welcomed by apprentices generally?
Well, Steve, those that I spoke to were people that had experienced the model, and in particular they were positive about the fact that it recognised their prior experience and prior learning, so they had some recognition of prior learning. They were very well motivated individuals, so it allowed them to make more rapid progress and not to be held back by, you know, individuals in their class. Wouldn't you take a more cohort approach that might be slower at picking up the capabilities? And it allowed them to accelerate to completion in such a time that they therefore went on to full wages quicker and therefore were enjoying, say, full apprenticeship wages rather than, say, only 50% or 75% of apprenticeship wages, and they were getting that access to those full wages quicker. So they felt it was more self-paced, it met their individual needs, it allowed them to accelerate up into higher incomes, and they found it quite challenging and enjoyable, especially since they were not... There was no duplication. They're not going over areas of skill which they felt they already had some competence in.
I guess full wages and higher income is always going to be attractive to apprentices and employees. Tell me, what's in the new model for employers? What would attract them to it?
The major attraction for the employers is that in a period of general skill shortage, it does allow them access to skilled and trained individuals for their industry sooner rather than later. And as well, it raises morale and confidence in the workplace, and they've said it's had quite positive impacts because people feel they've been able to progress through the qualification, and it's created a bit of excitement around the workplace because not one but quite a number of their apprentices might be working through a more accelerated model. So it's had impacts on job satisfaction, retention rates, where people actually have decided to stay in the industry, and flow-on effects in giving them access to skilled workers. Now, there's another side to this, and the other side is that they are a little bit concerned about a de-skilling of the industry, about the fact that they took 3 or 4 years to do their qualification, therefore why should someone now do the same qualification in 2 or 3 years? I think they're still thinking through it as to what will the benefits be. For instance, I had a number of employers tell me that they were going to watch and wait on the sidelines to see how this all worked its way through in the next, say, 12 to 24 months. So I did find quite a deal of evidence that people were still sitting and watching. It's interesting to add to that that the federal government's just funded over 100-plus trials, which will occur Australia-wide. They're occurring as we speak, and most of those will be completed by the end of the year. So I think once those trials are more public, people have done some evaluations of those, I think that will add to the further evidence that employers and governments can work through to decide whether this is the way to go. But despite all that, the traditional model's still going to be there, and it's still going to be probably the favoured and dominant model for some years to come. But we are seeing the more accelerated models as being a way in which we can meet those individual needs and also provide different industries with different approaches to their training.
So if I can recap, we've got providers who are under pressure to resource smaller classes and also more dynamically structured classes. We have employers keen to solve the skill shortage while still being cautious about the new model, and we've got some students flourishing while others are struggling to keep pace in the fast track model. So would it be fair to say that accelerated apprenticeships bring value to the table, but they won't ever be for everybody?
Steve, that's the way I see it as well, and that's the way the industry tends to see it, that it's very much for particular cohorts of individuals and maybe for some industries more than others. So the way ahead for me, in my view, the way ahead is that we need to look at more experimentation in an incremental way around what could be some of the preferred models and encourage industry to look at the fact that one-size-fits-all approach is probably not that, shouldn't be the dominant model anymore, and that there should be opportunities for industry and also the providers to explore this a bit further.
Thanks for listening to this podcast produced by the National Centre for Vocational Education Research. To download your copy of this paper by Victor J. Callan, Accelerated Apprenticeships, Apprentice, Employer and Teaching Staff Perceptions, go to www.ncver.edu.au.